Giddy up.
Yeah.
Arizona is Sanderson Ford country, and all roads lead to Sanderson Ford for sales, service, and satisfaction. Sanderson Ford is celebrating 67 years with a huge anniversary sale. Listen to this. Save hundreds on new and pre-owned vehicles now in stock. And I'm talking Mustang Mach-Es, Broncos, Bronco Sports, Escapes, Explorers, lots of Rangers, F-150, and Super Duty trucks. Woo! Listen, there's new inventory arriving every single day, or you could order your new Ford exactly the way you want it and not with no deposit required. You save an additional $1,000. Sanderson Ford's been doing business this way for 67 years. It's no hassle, it's no pressure, and Lord have mercy, it's no nonsense and no added markups. All roads in Arizona lead to Sanderson Ford for sales, service, and satisfaction. Follow the road to Sanderson Ford for the 67th anniversary sale. Open Monday through Saturday, every week of the year. Get to Sanderson Ford in Glendale on 51st Avenue, right at Maryland.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. My one cue for the morning, and I missed it.
Well, our big cue for the morning is bringing Henry into the conversation, okay, who has a question for our guest. Bobby Serafin, General Manager of Mission Hardwoods, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
And Henry, a homeowner here in Arizona, called listener to the show, has a specific question for you. Mr. Henry, good morning.
Hi, good morning. We have Kendall Plank installed in 2006. It has 2.43 millimeters of engineered wood, teak, or 0.1 inch. The problem is in the high traffic areas, it's really starting to look dull. We have people that clean once a month, but they don't get on their hands and knees and clean it, so we're going to have to start doing that. Once we clean it, I put on like Wyman hardwood cleaner or restorer, and that really makes it look beautiful. But we're wondering, is there some, you know, they told us initially, the installer, that we would be able to have it sanded once, but it's an aluminum oxide surface. So I'm wondering, was that correct, or where do we go from here? Because it's starting to look pretty dull.
I would like to start with the product that you're using. So by applying something that has oils or waxes in it, which is what you just mentioned, prohibits us from recoating the floor. So in your instance where the finish was getting dull, we could have gone in and simply abraded the floor using a buffer and cleaned it up real well and then apply a clear coat on it. That would have given your floor another 10 or so years of life. Whereas the moment you put any one of those products on there, like a Rejuvenate product, you'll find that the clear coat will not adhere properly to the floor. So you're at a point now where the floor does have to be sanded and refinished. And the answer is yes, your floor can be sanded and refinished down to raw wood. That'll also give you the opportunity to change the color if you'd like, or you can keep the same color and basically have a brand new looking floor after the refinish is done.
Now, that wood floor goes in under the toe kicks, goes right up against the door casing, the baseboard. I mean, how do you get up into those tight areas?
Yeah, we have special equipment. They're actually called toe kick edgers that get right in there and sand right up to it. So
there is a missed square centimeter that y'all don't take care of. It's really pretty incredible.
Not even. I mean, everything then gets done by hand by the edges. So if we are going up against like toe kicks or baseboards and such, it all gets sanded to a point where you really do not see where the line would have been.
Okay. If I take, so Henry has engineered floor. Let's explain to the homeowners what that is. If I take a piece of engineered floor and I cut it, what am I going to be looking at?
Yeah. So you have a plywood core consisting of multi layers of wood, and then the surface consists of that wear layer, which is the or veneer, however you want to call it, and again that wear layer can be from 1 to 6 millimeters in thickness,
and that's your finish. That's what you're looking at.
That's what you're walking on. Yes.
That's why with engineered floor, you're only ever going to get one sanding.
Depends. If you have, for instance, a 4-millimeter wear layer and the product is of good quality that has a good balancing backer on it, you can refinish that twice.
Okay, and so he had his floor installed in 06. Mm-hmm. Here we are in 2022, so he's gotten, 16 years out of it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We get it refinished. How long can he expect again?
Based on what I heard, the same amount of time, I would say. Because when clients ask me how long a floor lasts, I respond with, how long will your car last? Well, how many miles are you going to put on that car, right? So how do you use your floor?
Good question. So I was thinking forward, too. So let's say Henry does what you've suggested, has it sanded and refinished, mm-hmm. and then it starts to wear again way down the road. Then can it go back and do what you initially would have told him to do?
Floor, we can keep that floor going forever in the sense that if we go in every 7 to 10 years and buff it and put another clear coat on it, we can keep that floor going. If you wear it down to a point that, that you wear through the finish into the raw wood, then you have to have it refinished. And then again, if you use the wrong products, like the one that was mentioned with some oils or waxes in it, that creates a buildup on the surface, then that prohibits you from recoating the floor.
It doesn't keep you from doing it. It just adds one more step to doing that, right?
Well, no, you cannot recoat that floor at that point.
Oh, you can't get in there and get that out of
you
there?
You can sand it down to raw wood and refinish it always, but it just prohibits you from doing the maintenance step of a recoat,
okay,
which is far less expensive, far less intrusive, doesn't take as much time to do. So that's something that you need to be looking at as far as what you're using on your floor to clean it. You want to follow manufacturer's guidelines because there are different finishes that take different cleaners, but your average floor will take an alcohol-based cleaner or so, or like a Bona product that basically does not leave any residue. So you can compare that finish to a window, right? If you take something greasy, try to wipe the window down, you're just going to smudge it all over the place. That's what you're doing with those products, with the Rejuvenate product, with the Murphy's oil, anything.
So if Henry wanted Bobby out at the house to do a consult on what condition this floor is in and what our options are, how would he reach you?
You can call us at 480-994-0123 or just fill out our form online at missionhardwood.com.
All right. And they'll come out and take a look at it, Henry, for free. It is a 602, so I know I'm not sending you to Tucson. I do know that. So the engineered is the wear layer is a tenth to 4/10 of an inch thick, or 1 to 4 mils,
right,
is what I should say. Now, a true hardwood floor is 3/4 of an inch thick.
Correct.
But I can't sand it 3/4 of an inch down.
No, you typically sand it to your tongue and groove.
Yeah.
And that really depends on the manufacturer, where they also place the tongue and groove. But on average, you have a solid 1/4 inch to play with.
Yeah. That's a lot of wood.
That is, yeah. And if it's done correctly where you're not being very aggressive with the refinish, you can refinish those floors up to 7 times. I mean, but that's if all the steps are taken correctly.
I was in a home that we did in 19... I can tell you exactly when we did it. We did it in 1981. And I was in that home recently in the last 30 days. All hardwood floors, real hardwood floors, the old style with plywood and four layers of felt and all that stuff. And that floor looked brand new.
Sure.
They have maintained it, and that floor is now what, 40 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that floor is going to go another 50 years easy.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of brings up another topic that's on your website. If you guys are listening along, go to missionhardwood.com and you can see these beautiful floors. But you, and I'm getting the I wants, just so you know. This reclaimed hardwood floors.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about.
They're great. There's a full array of character that comes with a reclaimed floor. You can purchase planks that come from exterior of buildings that will give you the original saw marks on there and the weathering, so they produce all different colors, grays and whatnot. You can also purchase reclaimed from interior of buildings, from like beams and such. So they will look clean, but they may have some nail holes and stuff in them, but it's just a lot cleaner than, of course, something that comes out of the exterior of the building. The really nice thing about reclaimed floors is the wood is far more stable than green wood, just because it's already been out there in the elements for, 60, 80, 100 years, who knows. And of course, it's a recycled product. So that's a fantastic thing about that too, is you're taking something, not just tossing it, you're repurposing it.
And is that, where is that expense-wise? Is that more or less or about the same?
It's a little more than a typical solid hardwood floor just because of all the labor that goes into dismantling the buildings, denailing everything, remilling the planks and such.
And one more. How about this idea of putting it on the wall? Is that still very popular?
Absolutely. And we do that too. It's a great feature to do, whether it be in a great room or around a fireplace or a bar area or even as a backboard in the master bedroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks great.
Huh.
Any room, I shouldn't put wood flooring in, I'm thinking in specifically, this home I just talked about we did in the 80s, the entire kitchen, the entire laundry room, and the hall bathroom, the guest bathroom, is all hardwood floor.
Yeah.
I can remember telling the client, you might want to rethink wood floors in the laundry room and the bathroom. But I'm telling you, those floors looked brand new.
Absolutely. If it's done correctly, I don't see an issue putting it in any room.
Okay.
Just the right application needs to be considered. So as long as the right product is chosen and the right finishes are on that product, then it'll do very well. But it really comes down to that product knowledge and picking out the correct product for the application. I mean, oddly enough, I've even done a garage in a reclaimed wood for a client. So, yeah, we've done all spaces you can think of.
I was in a home in Tucson recently. His entire floor was the U of A basketball flooring that was torn out when they rebuilt the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Absolutely, and that would be a maple floor. Yeah, and they just last forever.
Now, when we used to do remodeling with wood floors, we would bring the wood floor in, stack it, turn the air conditioning on, and stabilize that wood. It always seemed like way too long for me because we're trying to finish this remodel. But,
absolutely. That's called acclimation. And acclimation is not a time thing. It's a moisture content thing.
Yeah.
So really how it works is we have a moisture meter. We test the wood moisture content. And then what happens is we have a chart that shows us the target. So the acclimation can take anywhere from 1 day to 7 days inside of someone's home.
And you don't want to stack it in the ambient air. You want to stack it in the air conditioner. You
Correct.
Want it in the conditioned space.
Yeah, it has
space.
To be in an environment that's going to live in for it to acclimate properly.
Now, you know how hard it is for me as a remodeler to tell that homeowner, look, I got to stack wood in this house, and you're not going to see me for a week.
Sure. So there are ways to control
but
that.
But it's very necessary.
It is very necessary, but we also control that by asking some of our mills to dry out the wood a little more than usual. So when the wood comes in, it already comes in at a lower moisture content.
What do you want it at?
Depends on the wood species and depends on today's temperature and relative humidity, but it could be anywhere between 6 and 8% in moisture content. So it really just depends on where we are today.
Rosie looks stunned when you said that.
He's thinking.
I am thinking because I'm thinking what it's coming in at.
Yeah, so
it could be arriving in town at twice that easy, right?
It could be if it's coming from areas that have high relative humidity. But I do work with mills that will dry out to 4%, and by the time it hits my warehouse, it's at 5 or 6 because it'll absorb
in
a little
transport.
Bit of moisture in transport. And a lot of times it's at target. So there's a way to manage that to speed up the process if time is an issue.
All right. So we've talked through the different types of wood flooring. We've talked about the evolution of installing wood floors, in particular on the desert floor in Arizona on top of concrete, because that's a very specific installation that they don't necessarily see anywhere else in the
that's
country.
Correct.
I mean, that's very unique.
It is different.
And you could make some big mistakes there. We've talked about installing it and how it is different from new to remodel. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about, okay, we've talked to Henry about a product to use that was not the right. Can we talk a little bit more about the proper maintenance? What if I spring for this mesquite floor that Jennifer's over here drooling all over her electronics over, if I spring for that, how are we going to maintain it? When we get back, we'll talk about that with Bobby of Mission Hardwood Floors. Rosie, certified hardwood flooring contractor for the greater Maricopa County area, right?
Yes.
How far will y'all go? What's your service area?
We do go north to Flagstaff, Sedona,
okay.
Payson.
All right.
So we cover a large area.
More with Bobby when we get back.